ओम पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन क्रतितां पुराणमुनिना वत्ते महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीं अम्ब त्वामनुसन्ददामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणीं यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्दरु तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः प्रभोपनिषदैः वस्ति तदत्कतेन मनसा देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतो वन्दे भगवन्तो पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने सरस्वति नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा। ट्वेंटी सेकंड विल रीड पुरुषः परः पार्थ भक्त्या लभ्यस्त्वनन्यया यस्यान्तस्थानि भूतानि येन सर्वमिदं ततम् यत्र काले त्वनावृत्तिमावृत्तिम् चैव योगिनः प्रयाता यान्ति तं कालं वक्ष्यामि भरतर्षब यम प्राप्यम न निवर्तन्ते यद गत्वा न निवर्तन्ते यद ज्ञात्वा न पुनः संसाराय निवर्तन्ते तद् धाम परमं मम धामम। सो दिस वाज अ स्टेटमेंट इन द प्रीवियस वर्स that is the highest end gaining which they do not return that abode of mine is the highest. So here asmin janmani ज्ञात्वा एवं मुक्ति ही वर्तमाने इन दिस वेरी बर्थ इन दिस टाइम इटसेल्फ नोइंग वन सेल्फ एज द परम ब्रह्म that knowing itself is gaining Parabrahma, the limitless. And one thing we know, what is limitless cannot move. What moves is always limited. That's the same. Space cannot move. Why? It's limitless. Similarly, Brahman cannot move. Why it is limitless? One who discovers himself as Brahman has no movement. Why? Because he is Brahman. So here that is said, that is Mama Dhamam. Mama is a Rahu Shiravat Shastihe. If you say head of the Rahu, is the Rahu only. Rahu Shastihe. So here is the knowing that Mama Dhamam, gaining that in terms of knowledge, being limitless, there is no return. This no return yat katva yam prapyam na nivartante. That's a fact. But another fact is also there. Not knowing that, people keep going up and down. They go, ah brahma bhuvanan lokan punaravartinorjuna. There the other nyaya is there, a limited person always travels. Limitless cannot travel, these two things. Yad vyapakam tat na gatiman. Yad gatiman tat alpameva. Yatra yatra alpatvam tatra tatra gati agati sambhavati. Anything limited, the time will move. In time, he has to move in space and his own attributes has to change. The seed becoming sprout, sprout becoming the bird, bird becoming the plant, plant becoming the flower. All this called what? It is subject to time. Therefore, attributes are changing and place also changing. All these three are what? Having constantly, they spin, they move, they change. This is limitless. So the time has no effect on it. The space also cannot affect it. Attributes are not there. Therefore, here the highest praise is for the self-knowledge. And self-knowledge is gaining the limitless. And limitless cannot move. That is called free from birth and death, free from going to loka and coming back, free from any form of modification in the form of pain. All is free from. That is the praise, stuti of vastu and stuti of the one who knows the vastu. Vastu is Brahman. Both are praised by Bhagavan. Now, here, listening this, one may feel, why not I also know that Brahman, which is limitless, and I also discover myself to be limitless. Limitless you can't become. Why? Limited cannot metamorphose itself to become limitless. Either I am limited, then I am samsari permanently. If I am limitless, what? I am asamsari permanently. My problem is, in spite of being asamsari, I feel what? I am samsari. In spite of you feeling samsari, you are what? Asamsari. That is the greatest joke anybody can have, is this. Greatest joke is what? One who feels I am sad, the fact is what? He is ananda. And one who is ananda, still he feels what? Sad. That is my sadness also. How come this fellow can feel sad? He is what? Ananda. Therefore, greatest joke is we are the greatest joke. We don't look for joke anywhere. You are the greatest joke. Why? What you are, you don't recognize. And what you want to be, you cannot become because you are already that. Therefore, this is Krishna teaching the whole Gita with a smile. Why? Seeing Arjuna, he can't laugh because he will be offended. He cannot be sad because he is Ananda. Krishna is Ananda. He can't be sad, neither he can laugh at this fellow, but he has to prove that you are stupid all the time. That's what the job do. I am telling Krishna is doing to Arjuna, not that I am doing to you. Okay? That was all the time. That is the greatest fun. Now, tat labdhe upayaha uchyante. Upayaha uchyante. There is a definition for upaya. Means, yad upada, upadayapi ye heyaha upayastam prakirtitaha. Upadayapi ye heyaha upayastam prakirtitaha. What you accept as a means, and taking as a means afterward, you give it up, you renounce that, that is called upaya. You came to this institute by car. Afterward, to come here, you do what? Give up the car to Gurukulam. I will be very happy, 50 car today. you leave the car, come here. They're useful. Then you come in the shoes, leave the shoes and come in. You have got jacket, leave the jacket and come in. Come in also. People also leave something here also, wo bhi chhod ke aata hai. So whatever chhod ke aana, I don't mind. So buddhi also they leave outside and come. Now that you can bring inside, if it is there. So all that upaya means is what? I take them as a help, and moment the job is over, I do what? Give them up. So similarly, very means are defined in Sanskrit, that which are given up once that purpose is served. They don't become absolute. Lot of people who study Vedanta, for them the model becomes absolute, thereafter their suffering is endless. There are a number of models, Jagra, Sapna, Sushupti, then Karya, Karana, all these models are there to understand Vastu. When Vastu is understood, you do what? Models have to be renounced. So here, tal lattehe upayaha uchyate. Being said, for what? Limitless has no travel. If I discover me, the consciousness, as limitless, I will have no travel. Nobody wants to travel. Because moment that travel comes, the time factor comes, change comes, fear comes. So here, to be fearless, to be free from travel, upaya. Now two things he said. Swamiji, without knowing Brahman, can I become limitless? Are there choices? Because America mall is nothing but what? So many choices, you just come out without getting anything because you read, you don't know what. So many choices, therefore more tension, correct? I like India, we have no choices. Food is made and given in the plate, this is cooked, eat, whatever I eat. That is called. That is a culture. Even marriage also, this is a girl we have selected, marry. Everywhere given, no choice. Here, okay, I am not, there are choices, okay. So, what are the choices? I can know the Brahman, I can gain the Brahman by special action, I can gain Brahman by charity, I can gain Brahman by tapascharya. Say, no. There is no one way or there is no other way. There is no way as such. Ways in action you have choices. In knowledge there is none. to know the color of the flower, how many means of knowledge are available to me? Only one eyes. In knowing, there is no choice. The only way which is not a way is knowledge. Therefore, that labdhi upaya, labdhehe upaya, ucchate. We have seen the half of the verse last time. So will I repeat? I'm dealing 22nd. Look at the translation. Now we are all, Pujya Swamiji has done great job of bringing out this book with a translation. Here he says, 22nd, Purushaha Saparaha He Partha. One sentence, He Partha. So, Arjuna is teaching Lord Krishna. Are you okay? What I'm talking, you know, you should be alert. Who is teaching whom? Krishna is talking to you, not Arjuna is talking to you. When I say you have to be alert. Okay. Lord Krishna is telling to Arjuna. Every time uses different way to address Arjuna. Partha. Straight meaning is Prutha Putra Partha. He Kuntika Beta. You are the Prutha's son, therefore Partha. Another meaning the Tikakara gives. Paha Parmeshwara Artho Yasya Sa Parthaha. Paha stands for Parmeshwara Paramatma. Artho Yasya. For whom only desire is to gain the Lord, the total, the complete person in form of knowledge. So he is a seeker, seeking the reality that I call He Partha Kya. Sa Paraha is Purushaha. Here Pujya Swamiji says, in a way, this is called a sentence which reveals identity between you and the Lord. Identity Paraha Brahma Vida Apnoti Param Taduktva Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Brahmavid Vedana Matrena Param Apnoti. Just by knowing, understanding the nature of Brahman, gains the Brahman, Param. And that Param what? Brahma. It is said there. So that Param, the Brahma, is what? Purushaha. Here, Purushaha meaning is given Puri, Shayanat. Puri is Nagari, city. This physical body of your is considered city because it has a similarity with the typical city. Navadware Pure Dehi. This Navad 9 gated city. 5 you know up and 2, 1 down, 1 here also. 10 gates are there. 10, the city with the 10 gates. Wow. And you are the Swami living where? In this city. There is a one more person lives in this city. And that is called as, they're called Puri Swami. How does he stay there? He sleeps Shayanath. That is called Paraha. The Paraha is Purushaha. He always sleeps. What is there? I don't understand, Swamiji. The Lord, limitless Lord, is depicted in India as the Ananta Shayana Narayana. You can see how relaxed he is lying down on the coiled matrix first discovered by Vishnu. It's a coiled matrix, Ananta. He lies down there. He is not sleeping. He is all alert. Yoga Nidra.
all alert, alert to all three states of experiences. Similarly, in this body also, the Purushaha seems to be inactive. Very beautiful. Shayanat means, in sleep you don't do anything. Consciousness never does anything. Is always free from any action. Why? Limitless, cannot move. So that is called Purushayanat, actionless consciousness. Karmani akarma yapashet. In all activity, one who discovers in all chalanatpakam karma. Karma means motion, one which is motionless, always free from activity, always free from the agency of doership. That is you, Purushayanat Purushah. Immediately Bhagavan Shankaracharya gives second meaning also, Purnatvat Purushah. That consciousness which is available in this body, it itself is whole, limitless, complete, lacks nothing. So Purushaha, if you say, Mahavakya is over. All scripture is over. Here is, instead of using second Purusha, using the word what? Paraha. This Purushaha which is Paraha, Paraha which is Purushaha. You are limitless, limitless is you. Aham Brahma Paramdama, Brahmaivaham Ataparam. Aham Brahma Paramdama. Brahma Ivaham Aham Param, both way, I am Brahma, Brahman is me. Hope is over. Now he says, He Parthaha Paro Niratishaya Yasmat Purushad Na Param Kinchita. There is nothing beyond it, nothing bigger than that. There is nothing more to be achieved than this also. All your struggle comes to end knowing this. And without knowing whom, all struggle continues. That Purushaha is you. Niratishaya, there is nothing atishaya. There is nothing more than that. Purushanna param kinchit sakashta paragati. Think of Upanishad. Swamiji, you are still talking about Purusha. How I get that Purusha? How I become free from action? How I get free from this life of becoming? Please tell me that upaya. Then he gives a very beautiful upaya. Knowledge is upaya. And for knowledge to take place, one upaya, I have to remember earlier days, Pujya Swamiji used to repeat this upaya. Whole life you have to spend meaningfully for one word, you should have meaning of that, learning mind. Mind which can learn. Mind which can convert information into knowledge. There is no vikalpaha, viparyaya in the buddhi. In Patanjali Yoga Sutra, they talk about two types of thought patterns we have got. I'm not going to go in detail. Susuptihi, etc. In one he says, viparyaya. And another vritti he says, is called vikalpaha. They are called klishtaha, aklishtaha. What a thing. Recently we were talking about Panini Patanjali Sutra. I was surprised, same Vedanta. Our Alan has done good job on that. Same Vedanta. This prepares mind for that. In for these two words, you see the meaning. What is there, you don't recognize, and seeing something else is called viparyaya. what is missed and what is not there, you see, is called viparyaya. I am limitless, I don't see. I see same limitless as limited. Aham parichinnaha, aham martyaha. The locus is me only. What I am is limitless. Aham, I, is limited. Is what? Viparyaya. So all the viparyaya, viparita buddhi has to go from my mind. What is, I see as it is. Emotionally, I want to mature, same viparyaya I can use, subtracting my subjectivity, being more and more objective. Subjectivity is viparyaya, correct? I have no money, is fact. Therefore I am poor, is what? Is viparyaya. Atma is not poor, Atma is the Lakshmi Narayana. There is not poor. I could not finish this job very well. That is a fact. Therefore I am a failure, is called what? Viparyaya. Another thing they use the word vikalpaha. That's amazing. The words which you have picked up and you have sensed that you know the meaning of those words, and the fact is you don't know the meaning of the words. This is the most dangerous thing, Pujya Swamiji said. When people are asked, what is Atma? Satchidananda. What is Sat? Existence. What is Chit? Consciousness. What is Ananda? Bliss. Now they don't know what is Sat, really. But they think they know, correct? Because they are translated already. They call Vikalpa. Having a sense of having understood the words, and there is a meaning as such, but the meaning is not unfolded. I am, I know. Therefore Atma is always up, self-revealing. But I am the one because of whom everything else shines. That is not known, viparyaya, ajnanam, and I think consciousness is something other than me. And the meaning of the word consciousness not understood, that is called both vikalpa and viparyaya is problem. So here he says, tat lab for upaya. For knowledge to happen, there are so many factors that will help the knowledge to happen. This got talked a lot of things. Number one, samskara. Here to remove the vikalpa, you need to know the meaning of the word as presented by the scripture itself. The word avidya in different philosophy means different. Sankhya says different meaning, Mimamsaka says different meaning, Yoga says different meaning, Vedanta totally different meaning. Same word, but here it means differently. One has to be alive to that fact also. So it says here, how to gain that? Then he says, preparing the mind. How? Then Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, labhyaha. Labhyaha is what? It can be gained by what? To bhaktya, by devotion. Again he wanted to qualify the devotion. Ananyaya bhaktya labhyah. So the purusha, the self is limitless, but that can be gained, that knowledge can be gained by a devotion in which there is no another. There is no second. Now here Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, bhaktya labhyah. Swamiji, what do you think? I am a great devotee. Yes. I've been worshipping the Lord. Yes. And I've been lot of Dot of Utsava, I am doing festival also of the Lord. Yes. I am fasting for the Lord. Yes. So much I am doing. Do you think I don't have bhakti? Yeah, you have got bhakti. Do you know the truth? No. The second thing they said, bhaktyam mam abhi janati yavan yaschasmi tattvatah. One who has devotion definitely knows the truth. Or one who knows the truth has devotion. You have devotion, but you don't know the truth. Therefore, the question is what? Your devotion need to be understood. There is some problem in your devotion. One Swami told me, very beautiful thing. तुम अपनी इच्छा में ईश्वर की इच्छा मिलाना चाहते हो कि ईश्वर की इच्छा में अपनी इच्छा मिलाना चाहते हो? See, whatever my desires are there, I can have some desires. Do you want Lord to join your desire? Whatever I desire, let Lord join my desire and fulfill it. Or when I make a prayer, I say, Lord, if you feel this is right, give me. If you feel this is not right, don't give me. Let your desire be final. Now, which is that between both? Come on. क्या चाहते हैं? हम अपनी इच्छा में ईश्वर की इच्छा मिलाते हैं कि ईश्वर की इच्छा में अपनी इच्छा मिलाते हैं? 99 time. I must get visa. I must get green card. I must get this job. I must get transfer for my boss. If he is not transfer, let me get transfer. Let my neighbor move away. And I wanted everything what? I want to marry that person. But whether you are making, not pray to Lord, oh Lord, if that person is right person, because we both don't know our unconscious, if unconscious matches, conscious will definitely match, and I don't know unconscious, you know unconscious, and therefore I am consciously telling to let unconscious match, then conscious will match. And you are confused? So, oh Lord, you are the best person to what? Say, who is this person? I think this is the right person, but what you think, you tell me. And our prayer is what? I love that Lord who fulfills my desire, doesn't interfere anywhere in my desire. Correct? If he does anything which I don't want that God itself. Correct? So this fellow is what? Who is strong here? What I think, what I desire, what I believe is what? I am more intelligent than whom? Now prove silly the sand. I am more intelligent than whom? Thank you. Say, boldly say. That's what my feeling is, what I think is right. And Lord should necessarily understand my greatness and join me. God should not understand this thing. They should not put snow on Sunday. Classes are there. What type of God is there? This is whole life. Therefore he said, it is bhakti, not ordinary bhakti. 99% of bhaktas are what? They are not God bhakta, Ishwar bhakta. They are apna bhakti hai. They are great devotee for the desire, not for Lord. The Swami Dayanji said, most of them are votees, not devotee. They are going to vote on Tuesday, it will be out. So, their vote is not devotees. So here, one thing is there. Even if you are dealing with Lord in this age, you fulfill this desire, you fulfill this desire. And therefore, karmana, prajaya, all this I dhane, dhanam I wanted. And Lord is so generous, he does not think, he just gives you. And waits for what? You to grow. And he knows you may not grow in these 80 years. So he has got longer period of time, okay? Therefore you are always waiting, and Lakshmi generally gives up. You can wait. I am impatient. You are bhaktas. So many times got so many kicks, doesn't improve. Bhagwan say, mere bachche hai. Lakshmi, you relax. Here is a mature bhakti. Understand? Pujya Swamiji says beautifully. Because bhakti and the tritiya instrumental by devotion, one gains the limitless. Here anybody can jump and say, oh, by devotion, therefore devotion is an action with a certain emotion. I relate to Lord, that will get me the limitless. No, sir. Understand, limit devotion can prepare the mind. But what type of devotion? And he said, ananyaya bhaktya, very clearly. Ananya, he says, anya, other, different thing. Na anya, I don't want anything other than the Lord. All that is here is Ishvara, Lord. And I want that Lord who is all-pervading, who is everything, who is the Paraha, who is the Purushaha. This vicariously I know this knowledge, that the self-evident awareness, which is the self of all being, that awareness, the conscious person, the Lord, I want to gain him. And I know the gain is only in terms of knowledge. Therefore, Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, Jnana Lakshanaya Na Ananyaya. If Lord is not separate from yourself, only way you can pursue him is through the committed pursuit of knowledge. Purushaha Paraha. This self-evident witness consciousness is limitless. That is said, if Lord is not separate from yourself, only way you can pursue is what? Through the committed self-knowledge. In second chapter of Gita, Lord Krishna again and again repeats one thing. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana iha moksha marge vyavasayatmika buddhi. May you have commitment only for self-knowledge. There are no four purushas basically. Even if you talk, the purusharta is only freedom. Only one can really seek his freedom only. Therefore here he says, Atma Vishaya Bhaktya Gnan Lakshanaya. Now, one more sentence. What is the meaning of the word bhakti? Love for the Lord. Karma yogi has a certain degree of appreciation of the Lord from one area is a karma phala data, the dispenser of the result of action. Karmani tavadikaraha phaleshu nadikara. I have choices to perform action. Results are given by whom? The dispenser of the result is Lord. Karma phala data. Karmadhyaksha. Every result is controlled by certain laws. That is also Lord. That much he has got knowledge. But same karma yogi, more and more he is exposing himself or herself to the teaching, appreciate more and more the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the vibhuti of the Lord, the order of this Lord. Therefore, his love for Lord is slowly born in the mind. You have to create an atmosphere where a love is born in the mind of a person. It's not an action in a way, but love is something you appreciate. You see, this person has done so much service to me, so much help he has given to me, so much he is protecting me. Therefore, for such parents, a brother or sister, what is born in my heart? A love is born. Preeti. The lakshana of preeti, tas sukha sukhitvam. The person who is taking care of me, his happiness is only my happiness. He or she just want to give me happiness, not want to enjoy me, want to see that I am happy, that love is there. In love, the two persons do not remain two, they become what? Merge to become one. Where love is, there is no separateness, there is oneness. Love dissolves the division. Therefore, if love toward the Lord is there, I can talk hours together in this topic. And Narada says in a Bhakti Sutra, Yatha Vrada Gopika Naam. The Gopi, Gobihi, Indriyaihi, Krishna Rasam Pibanti, Iti Gopi. One is to enjoy with all the five organ of perception only Krishna. Jivve kirtaya keshavam muraripum cheto bhaje sundaram panidvanda samarchaye chutakata sotradvayam tvam shrunu krishnam lokaya lochana dvayahare. Beautiful verses. Let my tongue sing the glory of Krishna. Let my two eyes see the Lord Krishna. Let me even jigram grana pahada tulasi. Whatever comes from the offerings of the Lord's feet, let me smell that tulsi. This is called what? With all my five organ of perception, I see only Lord. Connecting to the Lord. And then Gopi does not want Lord to be different from him. I was listening to one very beautiful devotional song. One Gopi says, Krishna, you are black. To merge into you, I have painted myself today black. Me Kali Bhai, He Kshyam Sundar, to become one with you. I want to become one with you. I don't want to be separate from you. Therefore, here, the love dissolves the division and knowledge dissolves once and for all. So far, Gopi want to become one with Krishna, but still, she does not know that Gopi and Krishna are both one only. But this love is there which removes even the individuality. But still knowledge will do, making pakka, making sure that afterward Gopis are never separate from Krishna. Anybody who studied Bhagavatam, for 100 years, Krishna left, Gopis in Vrindavan never went back. All this time in the separation and to merge in Krishna, all the time they were contemplating, meditating, talking about Krishna. Their total mind was with Lord Krishna. And the Kurukshetra, big eclipse happened. All Vrajavasi came. Krishna came there. And their whole wives are there. Radhika, Gopika came. And Ekanta, quietly, Krishna gave this Mahavakya. Oh Gopi, you are not separate from me, I am not separate from him. And there is that jiva gata kosha, the separateness because of the ignorance was there, that was knocked off by the upadesha of Lord Krishna. You are not separate from me, Gopi. In reality, you are not separate from me. So this bhakta is more evolved than yogi, karma yogi. Because of love. So here he said, Purushasya, and what type of Lord towards whom this devotion is there? Antasthani, Madhyasthani, Karya Bhutani. Now here, a fact is said. This is clay pot, and the clay pot, the pot can never be outside the clay. Effect always abides in its own cause, because of whom the effect is, in that cause alone it has to abide. Karya bhutani antastani madhyastani bhutani. If the Parabrahma is the material cause, an efficient cause for this entire nama rupa kriya prapancha. Pachi vistare. All this expanded name, form and function, it has come from that Parabrahma. Then nothing is away from it also. Everything is in that Parabrahma. That's one thing. Karyahi karanasya antarvarti bhavati. Very important. The chain made from gold can never move even one iota away from gold, correct? It is always in the gold. And Pujya Swamiji never liked the word in the gold. Yeah, the word chain is gold. Which is better? The chain is in the gold, then you will feel me, oh, outside is chain, inside is what? Gold. Like some of the candies outside look something, inside some liquid is there, correct? Oh, andar jana hai kya hai? So bahar jagat hai, bhitar kya hai? Bhagwan. This is a problem. So Bhagwan kahan? Bhitar jana. So this is called Bhagwan. So outside is the world, inside is what? Bhagwan. Aisa nahi hai. This is not a candy, sir. So, here, in, not in. The karyam is karanam. Ka effect is cause. Once you discover this fact, there is no cause also. When cause effect is there, the clay gets the status of being a cause. Once I discover the pot is clay, then what? Neither cause, neither effect. What is there is what? If I say, in my hand only clay is there. Am I right or not? I am holding on to whom? Clay or pot? Who is shaky? Who is shaky? One person said my mind. Because unless my mind also shakes, I will not see this part. I say, none of them is shaking. You are shaky. Anyway. So this is called what? Part. Can I shake the clay? It appears to be like shaky. Therefore, whole world is moving constantly. Can it move away from Brahman? No. Does it move in Brahman? There are two things. Adhar Adeya. It appears like that in, out, within, all this are, goes away. All that is here is what? Brahman. To make it clear, he uses the one Bhagavan Krishna. He has said, Yena Purushena Kim Lakshanam Purushena. What is that Purusha? What is the word Purusha here? Purishayanat Purnatvat Purushah Tena Purushena. That's for you to make it. Some Sangati, at least in one verse you should have. Between two verses I know, not possible. At least in one verse you should have. Purushah Sappara tena purushena. Again tritiya. What? Sarvam. Sarvam is samuha vachakam sarvam. Any collection we say sarvam. Correct? We all is what? Sarvam. Whole world put together sarvam. That sarvam. Then he said yena. Yena is, again, by whom? This is Tritiya. If I hold the pot and say, by the clay, this pot is pervaded. Am I right or not? Yes. By the cotton, this cloth is pervaded. By Purusha, which is witness conscious, which is limitless. By that limitless alone, all that is limited here is what? Pervaded. Now we will go further. Yena Purushena Sarvam Idam. The Jagat is one Lakshanam. What is the Lakshanam? Idam Ittam Kahina Jaye. Tulsidas ji said, Idam Ittam Kahina Jaye. That is Jagat Lakshanam. This I cannot say definitely. Can I say definitely this is flower? Yes or no?
Yes.
Or this? Dakshinamurti will be confused. What? This is flower?
You can say something.
After 2 days it will be what? After month it will be what? After 5 years it will be what? That's for I say this is flower, after a few days what? Nahi milega. Even you and me also now available attending classes. After few years will be what? Vibhuti. Vibhuti with ash. After a few days what? Maybe tomato somewhere. Then would we do? And your grandchildren say, oh, it tastes very well. You are there. Therefore, I got wild thinking anyway. I should stop that. That is that. Same thing. All this soil you see is what? Composite is what? We don't know what is there they have put. Whose body has gone, we don't know there. The whole thing is what? Recycling. In recycling everything, which are there are definite cycles are there. And we are greatest person in this 20th world, we have done stopping this cycle, which are natural, by introducing great world thing called plastic. How brilliant we are. Plastic after a million years will be plastic, I tell you. That is like a Brahman only. So it will be Parabrahma, I tell you. It will be same plastic. So, this everything is changing. Before I say this is what? Gaya. Few years later you say I am a young man, I am a young woman, then what? You may keep taking I am young, but somebody will say uncle, cha-cha, and then slowly dada. They will give you higher respect before, oh grandfather, over. Therefore, idam ittam kahi na jaye. This world means what? Constantly changing. And even before you try to name it, the form has changed. Before you try to hold on that form has changed. Before you think this is only meant to fill up water, if it breaks, I don't want to break it, okay? Swami will break me. So, it is, see, this has come from all the way from India. Yeah, without visa. It will break one day. Changing. Now, this is called another thing. In this world, nothing can remain the same. Next minute, next second, it is different. That is Lakshana of what? Jagat. Now, one more Vyapti. What is changing, to know a change, you require what?
Changeless.
To know all the changes all the time, you require what? Changeless. And where is that changeless? Upar hai, hai na? It is up. Who is that changeless? That I never suspect. That is what? You are changeless. Swamiji, that is true. All these classes, nothing affects me. I am a changeless. I am changeless, it's very clear. You recognize me only. All your classes, I sit like a kutastha Brahma. So my buddhi never changes. That I knew. I am talking about you, who is reporting you about buddhi. That you is what? That avinashitu tad vidhi yena sarvam idam tatam. Listen this, Bhagavan used this same. Tatam vyaptam idam sarvam. Pervading. All this thing is here. Three way. Now this whole Vedanta I am going to teach you. First let me finish this. By that Lord, that Param Brahma, that limitless, all this is here, is pervaded. Without baki, living nothing, everything is pervaded. Time, space, attributes, maya, everything is pervaded by that. Being abhinna nimitta upadana karan, being the material cause and efficient cause both, it pervades everything. Here the word used by yena, by whom. Look at Gita. Then he said, avinashi tu tad vidhi yena sarvamidam tatam. Then he said, by me all this is pervaded. In second chapter he said, by you all this is pervaded. Here he said, yena, by whom, by that it is all pervaded. He has changed. Krishna jhut bolta na. He is telling lies or not? Now, sometime he said, he is pervaded by you. Then he said, pervaded by him. Now third place is, he is going to change. He is really, abhi bola, abhi phok. He is going to change and in ninth chapter is going to, maya tatamidam sarvam. Oh Arjuna, all this is pervaded by me. Poor Arjuna should be what? He was confused, confounded. Correct? By the end of the Gita, he said, Krishna, suddenly you said, by that Lord Parabrahma, all is pervaded. Then you are telling me, oh Arjuna, by you is all pervading. Arjuna felt good. Oh, me. Whole world is pervaded by me. Then you say, not Arjuna, by you or that. By me it is pervaded. Therefore, Arjuna must be what? And one good thing, for us this confusion doesn't come, because we are not present for all the chapters. Only blessing is what? Only Arjuna and Krishna were continuing. We don't continue. And even Swamis cannot, are also changing. No problem. Only poor Gita remains here same. So there was no confusion. Nobody raises the question. those who got Gita Press Gorakhpur, I used to do, this is my, what is my hobby, I'm telling you. Just to play with Gita, happy. Last, if you see, they were given one word, like a padani, like tatam. How many places in the Gita the word comes, what verses it comes, you will tell you. So like this, if you do research, in America, research is used everywhere, you know. Did you get your wicks? No, I don't see that. I will do research. Simple wicks bottle, you want to do research to get where it is in the room. So not that. So here, research you can do is what? The same meaning given in the different places. It is pervaded by you. Whole world is pervaded by you. Therefore it is in you. It is pervaded by him. The Param Purushaha, all is pervaded by him. Then he said, oh Arjuna, listen, all this is pervaded by me. Not by him or not by you, it is by what? Me. So there are three, correct? There are three things which pervade the whole world. The result of the research. Therefore there are three, Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara. Therefore it changes with Tilakam also. Therefore there are three. The fact is, beautifully understand how nicely teaching is. There are no three things cannot pervade the world. The Vyapakam cannot be three. That which is pervasive, pervading everything, cannot be three. Therefore, you, the Lord, and this Parabrahma, all is what? One, Arabhyate Jiva Jagat Paratma Iti. We begin like that, me, this world, and Creator, the Lord, and that Parabrahma is a Paroksha. The Ishvara is Parabrahma, Jiva is Parabrahma, and Jagata, all these are pervaded by what? The one Brahman. Me is the Lord, Lord is me, and both are what? Not separate from the Parabrahma. All of these things. So, yena sarvamidam tatam is very important sentence. Now, I know none of us is excited for this knowledge, so Krishna felt the same thing. So he changed the topic and he said, let us go to new topic. And he knew that time for the tea also is up. So now next, he suddenly changes the whole topic. He wants to wrap up. All the chapters we are there, whatever he was talking so far, and Arjuna has asked so many questions, having answered all of them, now he made the division of, here is the one person, lastly we talk, who knows himself or herself as limitless Purusha, and that limitless Purusha pervades everything, and therefore everything is me. Understand, when the clay pervades the pot, pot is not separate from the clay, and therefore pot is not independent of the clay. Clay is independent of the pot. If this is all pervaded by me, everything is not separate from me, nothing is independent of me, nothing is away from me. Now one thing also. This clay and this clay, this pot is away or not? Away. This pot is here. Therefore, for the clay, this pot is away, this pot is near. Correct? Yes or no?
No.
Why? If you look from the clay point of view, nothing is away. We always think, Vaikuntha is away from me. But Vaikuntha is not away from you. Why? Vaikuntha pervaded by what? You only. Nothing is away from me. So therefore everything is me. I am independent of everything. Therefore this is fullness. They are called Sarvatma Bhavaha. Recognizing the fact and the self of all. For this person, in this very birth, there is very, very purpose of birth is fulfilled. He is free. He has gained the freedom. Now, body has come into being because of previous karmas, sanchita karma, papa, punya, etc. As long as they are there, this body will be there as though. Body drops when the karmas are over. Generally they say the birth of the body is definite. And death also what? Death is definite, the place also is definite. Where the body has to drop, somehow or other you will reach there. Or they will take you there. I know, one Swami, the day I came, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, last day of his life. And they had a special flight, charter flight, with all these medical facilities, even the respirator, everything. I was chasing to see him at the airport I went. And before he took off, over. So his time was where? Airport. He had to get in Bombay only, so that will happen. Two Swamis I saw like that. So wherever desire is, you may try anything against it, it will work, unless something big comes. So body is gained, one day what? it will drop. But for most of the people, because of ignorance, subtle body is there. You understand? Subtle body translation is not soul. Because the concept in other theology, what they say soul, we don't say that is soul. We have very clear definition of Sukshma Shariram. It is made up of 17 elements. Pancha Gnanendriya, Pancha Karmendriya, Pancha Prana, Mana Buddhi, Sabha, Sadhishtan. That is called what? Sukshma Shariram. And more for most of the people, after dropping the body, they do what? Start the travel. And the new body already ready for him or her. Where they are waiting for this guy. You know, when you tell us we are coming, so we can keep the room ready for you, and sometimes we wait on you also. Aiyah, khichdi tayyar hai, kadi tayyar hai. Like that, Upanishad says, new body is ready, and they are waiting for you. So there is a reception given to you. It can be frog body. Don't think big Maharaja, frog, or octopus, or cat, whatever. It's all ready, whatever. Or Devata Sarira, it's ready. And you enter there. So here is the departure, there what? Flight arrival. Okay? In between, travel. So 99% will be traveling. For this wise person, body drop, deha, bhanga, kale, sukshma, sharira, bhanga. No more ignorance. So this so-called subtle body, all these five subtle elements, elementals, it merges into it. It has no travel. And Upanishad says, you won't see all that thing. Like when the bird in the flight doesn't leave any padachinna, doesn't leave any impression by what way the bird flies. You can't track the bird. The fish also in the water move, you cannot trace it. Why? It doesn't leave any impression. Similarly, wise person, body dies, he also what? Everything disintegrate. What remains is what? Limitless consciousness. Therefore, you won't see, it is only to be understood. He knows what will happen. There is no travel for him. There is called Sadhyo Mukti. Immediately release. Now, all other fellows are going to travel. Again, they are divided into two categories depending on what they have done before death. There are meditators who were meditating upon the pranava, pranava aveshita brahma buddhina. Pranave brahma buddhihi yesham. Those who have chanting om, om iti brahma, and they know so much about om when they chant. Not just some word, some gastric problem, no. It is om. Om. That's what people do like that also. Not that. Om is very meaningful for them. So, akara, ukara, makara, amatra. And they got Shraddha that this is Lord. Meaningful sound is called Pratika. Pratika means sound symbol on which they are doing meditation whole life. Sannyasinaha. They are sannyasis. They were meditating, they were exposed to this teaching. But what happened? Somehow or other, some problem was there. Ignorance has not gone. Therefore, Upasaka, meditator, Brahma, Brahma Viduhu. They know Brahma indirectly, ignorance has not gone. And they've got Parabrahma Buddhi in the very pranava. And constantly, sannyasi is the only one who has no other japam. He can do rudram maximum, but main japam is what? Only pranava. Pranava japa, they do it. And other mantras are there, like pranava, they will do it. Vastu mantra. He is doing pranava japa. Now, what will happen to him? And another fellow also is there, karmatha. Karmatha means you're doing lot of activity, helping people, charitable action, and lot of rituals, lot of prayer, life of prayers he lives. But he wanted to have better lot, better place after death. He is not jigyasu. He is not a serious student for Vedanta. He doesn't understand what is moksha, but he wants moksha from local people. That's what he wanted. All these fellows around, he wants to get rid of them. That's enough. He tells very clearly, "Abhi chhutengi log se, go to better place. Well, I don't have same problem which I have here. At least he doesn't want same problem like here. He wanted a better life. Granted. So now Lord Krishna is talking. For these, those who are meditator, they go. Those who are meditator, good people, but they are not working for freedom. They also after death travel. And for these two, one goes to the loka sannyasi by chanting pranava etc. Go to the loka from which there is no return. Anavrittihi. Others, avrittihi, they go to better places, enjoy those places, they come back to the square one. They go to Bahamas, come back. They go to New Zealand, come back. They go to what, the wildlife in Africa, come back. They go to every good place and what? Come back. Another fellow, never come back. And the first fellow never goes. Because he is limitless, how can he travel? These three, you understand? So, avrittim, anavrittim. Swamiji, but one logic is there. Jo jayega, aega. Whoever goes has to come back. Sayogaha, vyogantaha. Any association has to become dissociation. How come this fellow doesn't come back? There's some problem? Is the traffic jam there? No. See, traffic jam you can't reach anywhere. So, lot of people going to heaven will be traffic jam. So what happens? He says, no. This is very important. They say, this is purely Shastra, goes to Brahma Loka, where the teacher of teacher, the first teacher, after Narayana, is Brahmaji. Brahmaji is Mr. Creator. And you know who is his wife? Saraswati, happily married to Saraswati. He is lucky, he listens to Veena all the time, not harmonium. So, yeah. So he listens to Saraswati, all knowledge, wife. And that Brahmaji has Veda. And Lord himself gave knowledge by Sankalpa. Yo Brahmanam Vidadhati Purvam. Who gave this knowledge by Sankalpa to Brahmaji? That Brahmaji is there. When you go in proximity to Brahmaji, Brahmaji will teach you what you learn on the weekend classes. Tattvamasi Purushah Param. Then he said, they were saying the same thing there. But you are special, you have to travel all the way to understand that. You are so special, locally you can't understand because you are too tied up, you know, tied up guys. So, this, you Rama, I'm so stupid, traveled so much to understand same vakya, you know. Like you go, you know, like we buy things from here and go to India and read, they read the label, hey, made in China, itihasa to gaya. From China it is good, America, and you brought your bag, we can go next country, China, our border. Why do you bring from there all the way? Another thing, lot of Gujarati ladies buy saris, you know, saris from here. And they bring it to Surat. And all the saris are Surat made saris. They come back. Really, Surat export and they come back. When Brahmaji tells you Tattvamasi, then you will think of what? Pujya Swamiji. He was thinking so many times. But I was doing like that, nothing happened. Now, one good thing. we are capable to survive Brahmaji. But Brahmaji won't allow you to survive. He makes it clear, then he says, oh, aham Brahmasmi. Purushaha Param, you know that. Now what? Suppose you get freedom here, and after traveling get freedom, whenever you get freedom is what? Sadhya Mukti. See, I am free now, or after 100 years, whenever I am free, it will be what? Now. So even Krama Mukti they call, is just saying Krama Mukti, that is also what? Sadhya Mukti, immediate freedom is there. Now, our fellows, they are not interested in moksha. They are interested in what? Goodies. All goodies they want to go. And they are afraid of moksha, positively. Amko moksha nahi chahiye, amko to aram anand lena hai. They tell me, I want to enjoy. I don't want freedom. They don't understand. Freedom is all enjoyment included. They don't understand. Better you understand them. Okay. So this fellow, there, now very nicely Bhagavan Krishna talks about the route, the path by which this fellow travels. This is all from Upanishad. Ehi, ehi, iti. Whatever oblation I offer to the fire, the same oblation has to take the form of a being, and they welcome me in the heaven or places like that. On the way, there is the red carpet treatment. Wow. There will be elephant standing there and garland you. And you are afraid of elephant. Okay. They garland you. You feel so good. They are all respecting me. Not they are respecting you. Because you have done what? Karma. When you go to a plane, air hostess gives you a lot of things. Not that she likes you. No. Because you paid money. That is what she gives you. So nothing. All this you have paid is paid back to you. Ehi, ehi, this way sir, this way sir, all the way red carpet treatment. That is also talked very well. We'll meet you after few minutes break. Come. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purna Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamipa Vashishyate Shanti Shanti Shanti. Oh, Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Stand any